There's an article in, I guess it came through yesterday's Age, but it's been rehashed again this morning. The Gold Coast team will officially join the VFL competition in 2010. Guy McKenna said yesterday he would ideally play big name recruit, Carmichael Hunt, in round one. Well, we've caught some big names in the VFL in recent years, but I reckon that one would be definitely of some interest. Now, I personally love the Gold Coast, so I could see myself, if I'm broadcasting, Casey Radio are broadcasting next year. I could see.
We could do all the home games for Gold Coast. I reckon we could do.
We could get it in a partnership with Jetstar and get them to fly us up there.
$49 airfare.
Oh, even cheaper. Get the $10 Tiger flights if we can, and we'll go and
spend a week there.
Yeah, we'll sleep on the beach, and we won't have to pay for accommodation, and we'll just broadcast Gold Coast games. Or maybe I could contact the Gold Coast and say, look, I'll officially broadcast every game for the Gold Coast, home and away.
Yep.
And you can fly me to the Gold Coast to do so. That'd be nice. But anyway, they're joining the VFL, so at this
happy place to go to for a lot of teams.
And look, there are modern day VFL supporters who don't understand the heritage of the VFA,
which is sad, but because there's some very, very interesting history for the VFA.
And to take the name the Bull Ants away from they were originally the Preston Football Club. They've gone to the Northern Bull Ants. If they go to the Northern Blues, there'll be some very shattered people at that football club, and it's not the right way to go. There was an article written in last week's Record by Peter Schwab saying, oh, how if you change the name and the logo, you're still going to have the same fabric of a football club. You will not. So don't fool yourself. Take away the Bull Ants from the jumper, or turns the jumper from red to blue, and you tell me that's the same football club.
Yeah. It was like when they took away the Mustangs from the Box Hill Football Club. It loses that heritage.
Yeah, it does.
That heritage that's built up over 50 to 100 years.
You don't see Williamstown or Sandringham do it.
The Seagulls, the Borough.
Zebras.
They've all retained. Even the Casey Scorpions, they've lost that Springvale part of it, which is a shame.
One thing they haven't. I guess the hardest thing for the Casey Scorpions to make their move successful, they've had to relocate that football club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Williamstown and Sandringham are a little bit more lucky, or they've had that home base. And I guess the Zebras having that winning culture and being so dominant kind of comes with respect. You couldn't lose that Zebra tag.
Yep. But having said all that, at least they're in the competition. Dandenong, which is the club I followed for a long, long time, we haven't even got a senior team as the Dandenong. We've got a Dandenong Redlegs playing in one of the competitions, but it's not Dandenong. It's not the Dandenong Football Club.
And I wonder just how many, I mean, apart from the trust, the people who actually worked at football club, there wouldn't be that many Springvale supporters, I'd imagine, following the Casey Scorpions.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
We have hardly been there because the last six times we've tried.
Seven games they've been on the ABC, haven't they? Something like that.
I think we get back to Casey Fields next weekend when we've got three games on. I think we go to, I think we've got Casey Williamstown on the...
Have we got a Casey game on the Sunday?
On the Sunday, trudging around,
So I don't have to travel on the Sunday. That'll be great.
Oh, we get a sleep in as well.
Yeah, well, don't get one of those. Might be able to watch the soccer. That'll be great.
There you go.
I was going to say, Saturday night we venture off to Under Lights at Werribee. We've been very lucky with the night games. We've done a couple of games at Casey.
Four points it was the difference between Port Melbourne and the Casey Scorpions. That game really did propel the Casey Scorpions, I thought, to that middle part of the season when they played very good football down there at Chernside Park.
A triple header. We're going to go from Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, and then Sunday.
We leave from Cranbourne today to Sandringham, to North Ballarat tomorrow, come back to Cranbourne next Saturday morning, then we go to Visy Park, Chernside Park, come back and go to Casey Fields.
That's right.
And in terms of time travelled and spent on the road the next 2 weeks, you reckon we're not getting out there and supporting the VFL?
But next Wednesday, I'm at Junction Oval all day, and the following Wednesday, I'm at Victoria Park all day. So some mileage is going to be clocked up on my odometer.
And as you mentioned at the start of this conversation, we're talking about Green Round, and I think it's all a bit of a crock myself. Just another excuse for the...
Now,
let me explain myself before you jump in there.
I was going to say something sarcastic about the Green Round.
Well, the AFL's trying to do... trying to make it a whole big family atmosphere, and we're here to save the world with the AFL. Just Just get about playing some good old football and don't worry about turning the share into green and making the circle painted in the recycle thing. I mean, green is important. Don't get me wrong. The environment's important. It's one of the biggest things I'm passionate about. But football is not the place to get it done.
No.
People who go to the football this weekend aren't going to go out and plant trees on Sunday afternoon.
That's right.
Okay? People from Friday night aren't going to go out and make sure there's no pollution going into the Yarra.
Correct.
There are bigger environmental issues we need to face, and to try and cover it up saying, oh, the AFL is getting behind it.
Yep.
One round of football. How about the plastic cups and stuff that they serve drinks in? Why don't they change all that around? And...
Yeah. There's another factor, the three night games, all that wasted power. There's the six teams travelling interstate this weekend, all that airline travel. So there's a few other factors that come into it that they should have said, right, we'll incorporate Green Round into the rivalry round where the airtime isn't as much, and we'll play all the games during the day.
Well, I want to know, in facts and figures, Andrew Dimitri, what has the AFL done to actually save on what they're promoting this weekend?
And how much megawatts of power AFL used this weekend?
Hawthorn Football Club announced on the coverage last night they're getting water from the big building facilities at Safeway. Great idea. Promote that. Get right behind it.
Exactly.
There are clubs doing things that are getting in the community. Chris Judd and Visi Park.
Yep.
Get behind that, but don't make a round about it.
Yep. They should do is...
Well, turn the umpires into green and make them come camouflage on the ground and get run over all night.
What we should do is make solar power night games.
Oh.
That'd be great.
Yeah. What about having two games at one time? Having a game in the day and the night?
Double headers.
Yeah, double headers.
They were great, those. I don't know if I went to the first leg of a double header and went home at the between the two games, so I don't even know if you had to pay for both games or what. But, the concept was great. You had two games for the price of one, I hope. Or you paid for two games, or you... I don't know how it worked that way. But the concept was great.
Well, going back to how green is affecting the VFL in round 18, Northern Bullants, well, they're one club that's always on the front foot. Gary O'Sullivan's always looking at ways to promote their club, and you don't see a more tireless worker. He did the running last weekend in the reserves, I think, or in the seniors, Gary O'Sullivan. He's a fantastic individual. He definitely leads the way with some fantastic other people, general managers and everything like that, but he's one that definitely stands out as someone who faces a lot more difficulties than a lot of the other clubs have to face.
General managers, which is great.
Yep, fantastic. Yep, and John Menny, who we see today, he's fantastic. It's Andy it's just...
Josh? From the Visi Park. I don't know what he does, what his actual role is, but he's there every time we go for the Collingwood games.
Now I'll finally get this out. The Bullants have, using this weekend to try and promote sustainable living, they've encouraged all fans to get to the game by public transport. Metlink have extended their sponsorship deal there of the Bullants, and anyone who presents a valid Met card, usually capped at the first 100, so get in there early with your Met card, we'll get into the game free, and that's a good way of getting to the game by catching public transport rather than driving in your car, and you can have a couple of drinks and don't have to worry about driving home. Yep. SKM Recycling and the City of Darabin will also get involved promoting sustainable living on match day. The Northern Bullants actively support the City of Darabin's Going Places program and are ambassadors for Live With Less Project. So, If you don't know where Nab Oval is, it's right near Preston train station, so jump on the train.
Cramer Street.
Getting to the game or go to Melbourne, metlinkmelbourne.com.au. Good to see Metlink getting behind the Northern Bullants, who need the support. This is the ABC game this afternoon, I think, the Northern Bullants versus Geelong at Nab Oval. So, it's going to be an interesting battle between those two sides.
Now, should we do our tips now? Because we've only got just on 12 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to... I don't really have... I've only got the fixture in front of me because I've got no records. So,
And Chris's preview didn't appear on the VFL website.
Yeah, he's done some really good work with those previews this year, Chris Weaver.
Certainly helped us in
many times.
Telling us which games we're going to do.
Yeah, exactly. But round 18, there's two games on this afternoon. We decided to go to Sandringham versus Frankston. Sandringham's season on the line. They need a big win to build some momentum before playing Port Melbourne and North Ballarat. Frankston have played I think they won a couple of games in recent times. Jim, you'll confirm that with me.
They've won two of the last seven, one bye and four losses. That's in their last 7 weeks.
So no, but what about the last seven games against Sandringham?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, they've actually won four of their last seven. Three of the last seven, but they've lost the last two by big margins, 58 points and 30 points against Sandy. Sandy have kicked 130 and 84 in the last two wins. Both games have been at Frankston, so they're returning back to Sandringham for the first time since round three, 2008.
Okay, so with that, and you think with Sandringham seasons on the line, they're going to be too strong for the Dollies this afternoon. The Green game, the ABC game, great promotion out there by the Northern Bulllands. They're taking on Geelong, which is shaping up as one of the more interesting clashes this round. Teams currently sitting in keep headbutting the microphone here, Jim. The Bulllands sitting in sixth, and Geelong are in seventh. Both teams are on nine wins, so one team will go up, one team will go down. It's really an eight-point game. And there's still a chance for one of those teams.
Casey having the bye, one team's going to go to fifth.
But it also... That win today between the Bulllands and Geelong, whoever gets it, we'll have a tip in a second, could actually see themselves going to the top four if Box Hill lose this weekend.
No, so Box Hill won't lose against Bendigo.
You don't know. Strange things happen. Strange things happen in football, Jimbo. Strange things
That's
happen.
That's one of those that won't happen, and if it does, I'll be the first to say, God, I don't know. What's VFL coming to?
You'll stop going to the...
I got six last week, by the way. Yeah. Six out of six.
So did everybody else.
So did 20 others. But,
The VFL tipping comp, we haven't really given that much of a plug. We'll speak about that before we wrap up the show this morning. So, yeah, your tip between the Northern Bulllands and Geelong?
I'm going for Geelong. They've won six of the last 7 weeks rounds because they've had a bye in that time, so their form is excellent. The Bulllands have won three of the last four after the bye, and before the bye they lost two, so and they lost last week. So they've won three of the last six rounds, one plus one bye, so... I personally think Geelong should march on. They've been very good. The last game between these two teams, last time they met, round 11, 2009, so not a long time ago. And that was at Geelong, where Geelong were victorious by 33 points. And Bulllands have actually won six of their last eight against Geelong, with Geelong winning just the two. And those two wins came round 8, 9, 2007, and obviously round 11, 2009. So the Geelong should win, but don't be surprised if the Bulllands cause... Well, it won't be an upset, but don't be surprised if the Bulllands win.
The Northern Bulllands form at home has been pretty good this year. They've played some games at Busy Park, but also at NAB Oval. And I think one thing I've been impressed with the Northern Bulllands, it's probably why they're sitting in sixth and not lower in the ladder, is their ability to bounce back after a disappointing loss. And I think they'll do that this week against the Cats, who have been in pretty good form. But I think they might get derailed this afternoon there at Preston. So,
yep. Just before we go on, we both went for Sandy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now, Sunday games. Well, there is, going back to Sweet FA days, aren't we, Jim? With five games on Sunday VFL action. We're going up to Eureka Stadium. That's North Ballarat versus Port Melbourne. Big game. Make sure you tune in from 1 o'clock for Secondary Brown Sunday. Me and Chris will be there, and Jim and Phil Pearce.
Cast of thousands. Yeah. Not.
Yeah, no, we've got a reduced team for Sunday. Obviously, a bit of a trek going up to North Ballarat. We did it last year, and going back up there again.
Very enjoyable.
Well, until I got abused there last year by the Williamstown supporters.
Yes, it was their fault that Williamstown lost. It had nothing to do with the players who played terrible. But, don't abuse the commentators. We've got no effect on the players whatsoever.
I don't think they liked the comments that we were making about Dean Galea calling him showbags. But anyway, we'll move on from that.
Yeah. Well, we got Easton Wood to make his debut last week, and he played well enough to continue his career with the Western Bulldogs. So it wasn't for us. Easton Wood wouldn't be playing for the Western Bulldogs.
Who's your tip in the big game tomorrow, the broadcast game up there at Eureka Stadium? We'll get to check it out as well.
Yeah, North Ballarat should march on. They've been very good. Port Melbourne won the last clash, which was... which was round one this year. The VFL, sorry, yeah, it was VFL replay of last year's grand final at Telstra Dome or Etihad Stadium, as it will be this year.
And North Ballarat got blown out of the water, and they have not properly psychologically recovered from that loss.
78-point victory to Port Melbourne in round one, and both teams have turned their season around since then. North Ballarat have been, they've marched back. They've won two of the last five after their bye. But after the bye for Port Melbourne, they have actually won five of the last six games after the bye. So they're doing very well. Head-to-heads, North Ballarat 3, Port Melbourne 8. Port Melbourne should win, but I'm going for North Ballarat.
With your stats, do you have the last time they played at Eureka Stadium or up there at North Ballarat?
Yes, it was round 10, 2006, and it was a 119-point win to North Ballarat. They kicked 24-12, 156, Port Melbourne 5-7-37. The average winning margin is very interesting. Of the three wins, North Ballarat have won by 56.33, and when Port Melbourne win, they've won by 57, so just a 0.6 difference there.
Port don't travel well, so I'm going to go with North Ballarat as well. We need to fly through the rest of these games, otherwise Bryce will be jumping up and down at us again. Williamstown versus Collingwood at Burbank Oval. Williamstown returning from the bye against their arch rival, now Collingwood. The filth.
Arch rival. They used to be
rival now. Pure hatred between two camps.
They used to be wearing the same Guernsey.
Yeah, now there's just hatred between them. Probably one of the most fierce rivalries in the competition behind Williamstown and Port Melbourne. Everyone hates Williamstown. Exactly. You either love Williamstown or hate Williamstown. Yep.
Since the Collingwood returned back to the competition as a standalone.
They have never beaten Williamstown.
It's 3-0.
No, since 2000.
Okay.
Since... Every time they're playing against Williamstown, they have not. It's five straight for the
Collingwood were very, very ordinary. When they dumped the reserves in 1999, Collingwood's reserve team was very ordinary.
Doesn't matter. And, they have not beaten Williamstown. Yep. Five times they've lost to them since 2000.
Okay. Since 2008, average score is 133. And that's Williamstown, obviously. And Collingwood's has been 79. Williamstown should win very, very comfortably. Probably not as comfortable as the average winning margin of 51 points, but enough to sustain their position at the top of the ladder.
And I'll tip Williamstown as well to defeat Collingwood. Coming back off that bye, I haven't seen the team list. I wouldn't be surprised if Matthew Little has been selected for Williamstown. He's been out for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and he'll really straighten up that forward line.
Yep. Pebbles is playing this week. We saw him last week. He was okay.
He was good.
Yeah, he was good. Picked up plenty of possessions, kicked a couple of goals.
I think one more week in the VFL, if he continues that form, you'll see him slot into the AFL side for Collingwood to finish off the season.
And Nathan Brown was pretty good too.
Box Hill Hawks versus Bendigo Bombers. I don't think Nathan Brown's 100% fit.
No, but it was all right. He played a defensive role and, weren't Collingwood's defence excellent last week? Box Hill versus Bendigo. Yep. This game is going to go down as a whitewash on a green weekend.
All right. So a little bit of wasted water down there at Middlesbrough Road. 2 o'clock, as Stanger said, get there early and get yourself a seat in the President's luncheon. Sounds like it's all nice and frilly down there with the new facilities. I don't know what it's called.
Middlesbrough Road, I think.
I know it's Middlesbrough Road, Box Hill, City Oval, that all stuff, but I don't know what the new facilities are called. Anyway, get down there, support the Box Hill Hawks as they take on the Bendigo Bombers. We'll just go through that. Box Hill Hawks to win, obviously. And the Werribee Tigers versus the Coburg Tigers, the Battle of the Big Cats down there at Chirnside Park. We should have gone to the Werribee. We could have gone to the Werribee and had a nice luncheon provided by the staff down there, but no, we're going to North Ballarat.
Probably a better game.
Oh, of course.
Blockbuster. Second versus third and last year's grand finalist.
And we do our best to try and bring you the best games every week available.
We need to
VFL.
Travel. We need to travel every now and again. But Werribee should win very, very comfortably, although they
Werribee?
Well, they were very ordinary last week.
Coburg's going to win.
I've been tipping Coburg for God knows how long. They've let me down nearly every week.
Werribee were unwerribee-like last weekend. They were spiritless.
That's why they're going to bounce back.
They were gutless.
That's why they'll bounce back at home.
No. We'll agree to disagree.
Yeah, 6-4 in favour of Werribee over their history. Coburg Tigers have won the last three. Their average score is 15-12, 102 to 12-12, 84. Werribee, they were very insipid last week. They were very ordinary. That's why they'll bounce back.
We make jokes on sometimes during our broadcast saying that we end people's careers.
Who have you dumped?
Well, unfortunately, Joel Bowden's having his farewell game, and we had him penciled in as not going anywhere further with his career. But congratulations to Joel Bowden bringing up his.
The AFL listen. they're listening.
The grand final starts on Friday night. That's the big promotion. We need 15,000 people through the gate to make it cost effective for the VFL and really secure them going forward. If we don't get 15,000, we won't see the VFL grand final at Etihad Stadium, as announced on last week's program. So for two games of football action, you get the TAC Cup grand final and the VFL grand final at Etihad Stadium. It's only going to cost you $20.
Yep, and you'll see all the rising stars for next year.
$15 concession, $15 pensions, and you're under 15 years of age like you are, Bryce. You can actually come to the VFL grand final for free. Last year we saw Tinas, still side bottom, kick 10 goals.
And then we got to Tom see, Rockliffe.
And then we got to see
Tom Gillies.
And then we got to see.
Yeah.
And then we just got a few.
Just a few. There was obviously others.
Oh, we had Tom Lynch and Jack Watts in the box, but so big opportunity for the VFL. Make sure you get out there and promote it. Tickets available through Ticketek, I think it is. I think they're the ones who do the tickets at Etihad. You're available now, so get in early.
Yeah, get there early so you can stand around and wait for 4 hours to get in. That's what we did.
No, that wasn't the VFL Grand Final.
Ted Whitten game.
Now, if you are worried about what the prices will be for the lead-up finals, obviously a lot of the games will be played at TAC Oval. The entry price is $5 cheaper than Grand Final night. It's $15, $10 concession and pensioners, children under the age of 15, free. There's something I wanted to talk about at the end of the program, but I've forgotten.
We've got to go.
It's quarter past 10 anyway. So thank you, everybody, listening to the Saturday morning VFL football show, round 18 edition. A big weekend for KC Radio. Make sure you tune in again from 1 o'clock for the big game between Sandringham and the Dollies. And in the blockbuster game, last year's grand final replay, take two up there at Eureka Stadium. North Ballarat looking to avenge their victory against Port Melbourne after losing by 80 points in round one. KC Radio is your true home of the VFL. Stay tuned for the Dandenong Junior Footy League show with Bryce and Alex and Jed and all the boys in there. This is KC Radio. Tune in from 1 o'clock for the big game today between Sandringham and Frankston. Signing off and see you at the football.